With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Some federal workers are already feeling the impact of President Trump's executive orders. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
At the close of business on Wednesday, DEI office staffers were placed on paid leave, and federal agencies were given 60 days to terminate all DEI offices and positions. The president also ordered an immediate hiring freeze, with exceptions for national security and the military. He also directed federal workers to return full-time to in-person work, and he signed an order making it easier to fire federal workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is hinting at changes coming to FEMA. In an interview Wednesday night on Fox News, President Trump said the agency complicates matters and hasn't done its job over the last 4 years. Trump said without the right leadership, FEMA just gets in the way. It may be better to allow individual states to have control. Justice Department orders federal prosecutors to investigate state or local officials who are interfering with the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration, saying they could face criminal charges. It appears former Fox News host Pete Hegseth will be confirmed as U.S. Defense Secretary by the end of the week. Bob Agnew reports.
Despite last-minute efforts by Democrats to delay the vote, the Senate is still on schedule to hold a final procedural vote on Hegseth's nomination on Thursday. That sets the stage for his final confirmation vote on Friday or early Saturday if the process drags on. Bob Agnew reporting.
Los Angeles fire officials say the Hughes fire has consumed almost 10,000 acres in a remote area north of Los Angeles. No structures have been damaged, with roughly 4,000 fire personnel assisting. Officials say winds are driving the spread of the fire, with the National Weather Service extending a red flag warning until 10 a.m. on Friday. This is SRN News. The March for Life takes place on Friday.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates are due in the nation's capital for the annual event, which will begin with a rally on the National Mall, followed by the march up Capitol Hill to the Supreme Court building. This is the third march since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, but pro-lifers say the event is just as important as it always was, as the fight over abortion has moved to the 50 states. Washington, D.C. is in the grip of dangerously cold temperatures, but a mild warm-up is expected on Friday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates will try to get more voters to pass amendments enshrining the procedure in their state constitutions. Lawmakers in Hawaii and Virginia, where the legislature is controlled by Democrats, have proposed abortion amendments for 2026. The Virginia resolution is moving through the legislature, but would need approval from both chambers again next year before it can go to the people. This is SRN News. The snowstorm in New Orleans causes the NBA game to postpone yet another game.
Tuesday's winter storm made road travel treacherous in a subtropical city with minimal snow clearing equipment on hand. The Bucks flew to New Orleans a day early on Monday in the event that road conditions became safe enough to hold the game. Milwaukee is scheduled to play in Miami on Thursday. It was unclear if the Bucks would be able to fly out of New Orleans on Wednesday.
Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports earlier this month the NBA postponed a game between the Hawks and the Rockets due to a snowstorm in Atlanta. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students, stabbing them to death in 2022, was not in the courtroom for a hearing Wednesday. The judge allowed Brian Koberger to miss it. Defense attorneys are trying to get DNA evidence connecting Koberger to the murders thrown out. They want to know how detectives connected DNA found on a knife sheath to Koberger. More details at SRNnews.com.